Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 63 of the year, Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Mid-Atlantic today, the great state of Maryland. We are looking at District 6, which is an incredibly fascinating, sprawling district. It starts all the way out in the rural, mountainous panhandle of western Maryland. And it stretches all the way down into the very wealthy, deep blue suburbs of Washington, D.C. And today, we are profiling the freshman Democrat who won one of the most competitive races in the country to represent it. We are talking about April McLean Delaney.
Stephen, Representative McLean Delaney has a background that perfectly matches the geographic split of her district. She actually grew up in rural Idaho, watching her father and grandfather work long hours on a potato farm. So she intimately understands rural agriculture. But she also has a massive background in high-level technology. After getting her law degree from Georgetown, she spent 30 years as a communications lawyer. She spent 15 years as a director for Common Sense Media, fighting for kids, online privacy. And during the Biden administration, she served as the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Communications at the Department of Commerce.
And in that role, she was actually in charge of the massive national rollout of federal grants to expand rural broadband. She was literally the person working to close the digital divide. So when David Trone left this House seat in 2024 to run for the Senate, McLean Delaney stepped in. She ran a very pragmatic campaign focused on tech equity and infrastructure, and she managed to hold this highly competitive swing district for the Democrats.
And arriving in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, her committee assignments are a perfect reflection of her background. She sits on the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee and the House Agriculture Committee, and she has already used that agriculture seat to make some massive waves. Late last year, she introduced the American Farmers Act. The new Trump administration had announced plans to send $20 billion to Argentina to help stabilize their peso. McLean Delaney introduced a bill to legally block that transfer and redirect that entire $20 billion directly into the pockets of American farmers.
It was a brilliant political move. But Stephen, the absolute defining fight of her early 2026 agenda has been her war against the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. Because MD-06 borders Washington, D.C., tens of thousands of her constituents are federal civil servants. And DOGE, led by Elon Musk, has been aggressively trying to fire thousands of federal workers to slash the budget. McLean Delaney has gone on the absolute offensive.
She is calling the mass firings completely lawless. Just a few weeks ago, in mid-February, she teamed up with Maryland Senator Angela Alsobrooks to introduce the Fiscal Harms of Federal Firings Act. She wants the Government Accountability Office to fully expose how gutting the civil service will completely destroy the local economies of Maryland and Virginia. She also recently co-authored a massive letter demanding a federal investigation into DOGE. There were reports that Elon Musk's representatives were improperly accessing sensitive, localized databases at the Farm Service Agency, and McLean Delaney is demanding total accountability.
She is aggressively protecting the federal workforce. And she is fighting the administration just as hard on immigration. Let's talk about Washington County, Maryland. The Department of Homeland Security just announced plans to build a massive new ICE detention warehouse in the town of Williamsport. The local community was completely blindsided and furious. So in February 2026, McLean Delaney introduced federal legislation to explicitly prohibit ICE from building or operating that facility in her district. She is working directly with the Maryland Attorney General, who just filed a massive lawsuit to block the construction.
She is definitely not backing down. In fact, the tension between her and the White House reached a boiling point last week. On February 24, 2026, she officially boycotted the President's State of the Union address. She released a statement saying she refused to attend because the administration was actively attacking Maryland's working families and civil servants. Instead, she attended an alternate People's State of the Union event on the National Mall.
She is proving that just because you represent a swing district, it doesn't mean you have to be quiet. She is fiercely defending her constituents, whether they are potato farmers in Garrett County or federal researchers in Montgomery County.
The telecom lawyer who rolled out rural broadband.
The freshman lawmaker fighting the mass federal layoffs.
That is Representative April McLean Delaney.
That is our profile for Maryland's 6th District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.